And then the third laugh is our Santa laugh. And this is the laugh that we're always aiming for when we do laughter yoga. It's the belly laugh. It's the, you know, because we sit on a lot of stale oxygen in the bottom of our lungs when we're sat down all day. So when we exhale like a laugh, on like a ho-ho, we're exhaling that oxygen. So I want us to hold on to those bellies and we're going to go
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's podcast, Goals Do Come True with Doug Bennett. And today I'm joined by Pete Can, the Laughter Man. Now, we called him in to the office Christmas do to have a chat with us and tell us about laughter and how beneficial it is in your lives. And it was quite a lot of fun, but that does it a disservice, really. It was really, really good. I thought a couple of my team might not go for it, but they loved it. This man's got some incredible stuff to lift your feelings. He came on, you know, we were sort of having a chat beforehand, and he said, Doug, you're sitting down, so I've got to stand up. So, you know, anyway, enough of my babbling here. We've got Pete here. Pete, welcome to the show.
How are you doing? Are you good?
I'm very, very good.
It's good to see you are standing up, you know, because those stand-up desks are really good for you, Doug. They're really good. And I wouldn't want to be really speaking to you on video and seeing you sitting down all the time, because I would not be happy, and you know why, all right?
So Pete, okay. So tell us a little bit about your past, how the Laughter Man came about, and how goals have formed a part of that, because obviously this is a Goals Do Come True podcast.
Yeah, sure. So, okay, so I am Pete Can, and I am the Laughter Man now, but I sort of pre-Laughter Man, I run a chef agency in Bristol, so I have done for the last 13. I always forget that number of years, because we've got a cat, 1 year sort of got lost in it somewhere amongst the thing. So yeah, about 13 years we've run the chef agency, and like lots of goals through running your own business. There's been times where, you know, we set goals to move into a new office. We set goals to buy a bigger house. We set goals and we've always hit them. So we can touch on that in a minute if that's cool. But if I let you know about sort of the laughter side of things. So in 2016, I was at a festival called WOMAD. I've been going to WOMAD since 2009, when my daughter was in the belly still. So, and I was walking through the Arboretum and heard laughter, and I thought to myself, there must be a comedian going on and I like a bit of comedy. So I stumbled around the Arboretum. There's 100 people just lying on the floor laughing. And I was just like, what is this craziness? So I'm at a festival. This is wacky. And it said laughter yoga daily at 11:30. So I said to Chloe, my wife and the kids, and I said, look, I'm going to go tomorrow and do the laughter yoga session and see how it is and what it's all about, because I was intrigued. And I did this laughter yoga session, and the lying down bit was the end of the whole session. So we did lots of different breathing and laughing exercises, and you lay down and you just can't stop laughing, like literally doubled over with laughter. And then when I felt like I'd finished laughing, someone else started giggling to my left, it just set me off again. And once sort of went through the meditation, because you always finish with a meditation, I sat up and I felt really, well, for a start, I felt I was on something. I was at a festival. I felt like I was high on something, and it was literally just on laughter. It was just like, I can't believe I can feel like this through just laughter alone. But I felt really energized. I felt really focused. I felt really sort of clean in the mind as well. And from then on, I thought, well, you know what? I want to discover more about laughter yoga and what it's all about. So fast forward to 2019 was when I learned how to become a leader. And the first job I had, I did it at a retreat with a few business owners, and I said, I'll just do this bit of laughter yoga. Are you up for it? And they were like, yeah, it'll be something different to do. We did it. And then in the evening meal, we were talking about goals for that year. Like, what goal do you want to set for 2019? And mine was, I'm going to set up a laughter club. And everybody around the table was like, you so have to do this, Pete. This is just why you were put here. Yeah, I went and learned how to do it, because my first job was 150 people. I literally got booked to do 150 at a choir, this laughter. And yeah, and then the Laughter Man became the Laughter Man. And I started laughing daily before lockdown. And it helped me to become creative. I would laugh for 10 minutes and then with other people on Zoom, and then start creating blogs articles, writing scripts for videos, whatever it was. My creative mind was just flying and I was in a flow state. And I was like, this is a really unfair advantage I've got. And it's a secret that I had. And then I was just like, I need to share this with people, because like when people look at it from the outside, they think, oh, it's just some guy just laughing. And it's like, well, yeah, it is some guy just laughing, but there's some science behind it as well. And there's a reason why I laugh, because again, when COVID kicked, my business, the chef agency, hospitality, just got smashed out. And it's just like, well, I could have just buried my head in the sand and just been really, really like dark and doomy. But I just started laughing on a daily basis. And then started realizing that I could laugh through Zoom sessions with people. And then that's obviously, you know, obviously how we met. And that's all you knew me as, was the laughter man. You didn't know that I had this past behind me that, no, that created. So yeah, there you go. That's a long story sort of short.
No, that's good. And just to lighten up anybody that's listening, if you're able to do this, this is the first for you, right? An audible. No, it's not, because you've been on Clubhouse doing this day in, day out. Just, I want to give people a little bit of, you know, a little bit of laughter in the middle of this podcast. And then people walking down the street listening, they're going to start giggling. How do we get started?
Okay, so what we'll do, we'll just do like literally a minute, I reckon it's nice, because your body doesn't know the difference between fake and real laughter. So with laughter yoga, it's just breathing exercises with like ha's on the top. So what we'll do first of all, Doug, we're going to take a, and everybody listening, we're going to take a deep breath in, we'll fill our lungs, we're just going to allow a long ha. So deep breath in and ha. And this time we're going to take a deep breath in. We're going to allow two ha's. So we're going to take a deep breath in. We're going to go ha, ha. Now, everyone that's listening, this is really important, this next one. We're going to take a deep breath in. We're going to hold it for 5. And then we're going to laugh for 10 seconds continuously. So we're going to take a deep breath in. We're going to hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. And... and that's it, you know, that is the power of laughter. And it's you know, we've all had a little spike of endorphins, a spike of dopamine, a spike of serotonin. All those really positive neurons are flying around our brains right now. So, you know, why would we not want to feel like this more often?
Just like that.
Just like that.
Just a couple of deep breathing exercises and there we go. You can lift your spirit. So anybody that's in a downer, having a bit of a pity party, is your way to, you know, just deep breathe. Just listen again to the podcast. But actually, really what you want to be doing is you want to be hunting Pete out, because he's on Clubhouse every day. Check him out on LinkedIn as well, because, you know, at 8:45 every day, he has a guest on. And that will be a brilliant start to your day. But anyway, goals. So we've got big, hairy, audacious goals is one of the things that I like asking people about. Have you had any in the past, or, you know, are you developing one now?
I've got, yeah. Okay, so both. Both.
Good.
So we'll go for the past one. So, you know, I've obviously, we've spoken in the past about visualization as well. And, you know, obviously goal setting is part of that process for me. And when we bought the house that I'm stood in right now, we had a goal to move in 2014. Now, we lived in a little two-bedroom cottage, two up, two down. And we knew that that was in 2010. So we had 4 years. We wanted to move because we knew we wanted children and blah, 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 blah. So anyway, we started setting the goal and started changing passwords for logging in. So it was new house 14 was the password, which I love that little trick myself.
Oh, I love that. That is fabulous. That is absolutely fabulous. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So every time you type in, I won't tell you what my password is now. It isn't that, because it's gone 2014. But, you know, as a program, it was doing that. And I also had the picture of the house or our house at the bottom of the stairs. So every day we looked at it subconsciously, it was there. But the goal was in 2014, we were going to move. Anyway, so we got our accounts back at the end of April. And it was just one of these feelings where we literally, you know, so 4 years we've been growing into this with a business we're building. It, you know, quite small when we started, and we had an idea. I think it was about 350K was our top level on Rightmove that we were looking at. So we were looking at these houses, and then we got the accounts back. And then the accountant went, you could probably get a mortgage for 425. We're like, and all of a sudden, it's a different playing field there. You're just like, the bricks get bigger, don't they? And the, yeah, and the space get, and we were just like, you know, that emotion of just going, oh my goodness, like we've worked so hard for this, but also knowing that this was the goal and this was the vision. And so then 2014, we moved into this house, and it was a bigger house, and it's been a lovely house for the last, I mean, what have we been in there now? So 14,
6 years, well, 7 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, we cancelled one. Well, we've been in here a whole year actually. So it's, you know, and then the next move for us is to actually move to Cornwall. So, you know, that house is already like manifesting in our minds. So that would be one goal that we set. Now, the one goal that I'm like hairy, audacious goal that you said that I'm manifesting now is to run a laughter session in front of 2,000 people in San Francisco. That's my goal. That's what the goal looks like. San Francisco, because I've got a friend who lives in San Francisco that we haven't seen for donkey's years, but also me and Chloe have never been to San Francisco. So actually we can take, you know, the plan is the kids will be going to private school because that's part of the goal. It's, mm-hmm. There's lots of little puzzle pieces, mm-hmm. but for them to go to private school, we need to obviously get a certain amount of revenue to make sure that happens. But then also it just means that then if they're in private school, they can also go to boarding for the weekend, which means then me and Chloe can fly over to San Francisco. I could be on stage, 2,000 people, do my laughter show. It's not, it is a show, whatever, but like be the energizer, look at Chloe in the audience, her looking at me and me just going, goals do come true. See what I did there?
Oh, I did. Oh, just in case anybody that's listening doesn't know, I've written a book as well, you know, but name of the podcast, Goals Do Come True. I like it, Pete. I like your segue into that. Love it.
But I do believe it. It's true, you know, but I did, you know, I have read your book, Doug. You know, obviously I had you on the Laughter Live at 8:45 and you mentioned about the book, and then you sent me the book, and I smashed through the book in literally, it was probably 3 or 4 days. I literally got well into it. Didn't realize that actually we've got a lot of similarities as well. Like both our dads were in the forces. You know, there's the Free Peak Challenge this year, you know, like the London Marathon's another one. There was loads of little bits. I'm like, well, I'm doing that. You're doing that. Oh my goodness. But the little idea of the booklet and writing the goals, and you know, I showed the little booklet before. I'm giving it away, mate. I don't know if I can do this. Can I do
you
this?
You can carry on. No,
I'm not. I don't drink coffee anymore, mate. This is just energy. This is just energy.
Wow. Well, sorry. I'm just going to have a sip of mine.
Yeah. But before the podcast, I showed you the little booklet that you sent as part of the book where you write the goals. And what's at the top of the goal? You know, what is that first one that I've written? Well, it is the 2,000 people. That's what it is. The second one is I want a laughter club of 1,000 people, basically. The third one is to be financial free. The fourth one is to happily married. The fifth one, I want to surf 4 times a day. And then it starts filtering out. Running half marathons is in there as well because I just want to keep my running up. And, you know, it filters down. But you're right about the cream. I'm just doing your job for you, Doug, aren't I? I'm basically just telling everybody.
Mate, what can I say? What can I say? You do a much, much better job of it than I do.
It's always better when someone blows your trumpet for you, isn't it? So it's a good book.
That could go anywhere, that one. Anyway. Yes, no, thank you. Thank you. I'm quite proud of it, actually, as books go. I mean, it's my first one. I don't know where it's all going to end up, but I want to be speaking on stage again, just helping people. Goals are just so important. You've got to have them. Otherwise, you're just wandering around, not getting anywhere. I mean, you obviously now write your goals down, but did you before?
No. I journal, but I don't. Yep. The goals weren't part of the journal. Yeah. So no, I think I was more visioning, you know, visualization side of things. So you know, behind the camera here, I've got the school and everything. You know, it's all up there basically. But writing them down, it feels good. It feels good. It's just like, and it's part of my routine now where I write my journal. You know, this is the first thing I always do. I've got a little sound, a little playlist, and it's Chicane Offshore is the song. It's the song Chloe walked down the aisle in Thailand too. So it's got a really nice, and I was big trance head back in the day as well. So, but that plays, I journal, and then I get the little book, and then do, 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 and the, like I said, I just listed the top five off without even thinking about them. They were just like, boom, 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 boom. Yeah, no, I didn't. I didn't write them down, and I will keep doing that. I think it's a really, really strong idea because you're stamping it into your mind more, aren't you?
Absolutely.
In the subconscious.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I'm a firm believer in the law of attraction as well, and manifestation. I really believe what you put out there is what comes back to you. You know, if you really want something, so someone's going to be listening to this podcast at some point who is in San Francisco, who has an event, who goes, well, actually, yeah, let's give this Pete a go. Mm. You know, you can find me on.
Well, no, we're going to make sure all of your contact details are in the show notes, mate. That's part of the deal. But, you know, on the other side, as soon as we let you know that the episode has gone live, we need you to punch it out to everybody as well.
Of course.
So, you know.
Yeah. That's the game. It's the game,
it's the
Doug.
Game. It is a game. Life's a game.
Yeah,
and then, you know, we just got to laugh along with it, really. Just got to laugh along with life's game.
Do you think your life is a game? Do you think it's, you know, like being childlike and just playing it? Because you come across, Doug, as the sort of person that doesn't take life too seriously, because that's how you come across. Or maybe that's just because you're mirroring the way I am. I don't know. But it's, yeah.
No. I mean, I've had stressful times. Yeah, I've had stressful times in my life. But, you know, the goals have helped me get through that. And I think for many people that are meandering and are unhappy or, you know, are struggling, it's because they haven't got anything to go for. You know, because if you've got something to go for, something that excites you, it's like every day is a great day to be alive. But also you can handle so much more as well. So I am pretty laid back, I have to be honest.
Apart from you stood up at the moment.
You're not. Horizontal normally. It hasn't always been like that. It hasn't always been like that. You know, I mean, you know, I've had times of tearing my hair out, but you work hard, manifest, law of attraction, have your goals, and it will all come good for you.
Yeah, well, I believe so as well. It's like, and you're right with the days, you know, there's days, today I'm having a little bit of an overwhelmed day where I'm just like, I've got a lot on to get done, and I haven't really got a team at the moment that I, you know, can outsource everything to. So therefore it falls back on my shoulders but that's fine because I've created that move. I've decided I want a YouTube channel and a podcast and this and that because, you know, I'm all or nothing. And I was chatting to Lady Jen, who does a bit of Instagram stuff for me. And she's just like, she's known me for years, but she's only been working with me for 6 weeks. And she's like, do you ever like stop doing anything?
Yeah.
No, I don't, because you know, I think that's the curse of the entrepreneur. It's the sign of an entrepreneur is the fact that you can't stop thinking. You're always like wanting more, and you know, it's like saying the goal side. So a question for you then. I'm going to throw it back on you with the goals, like say you want to be financially free, right? Mm-hmm. That was one of your goals, and mm-hmm. you obviously got there, which is great. So, like, once you got to that point, how much before did you start putting the next goal in place?
I think the way to do it is, you know, because saying financially free, I mean, you could start that one with, I have no credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
I have no personal loans.
Mm-hmm.
I have no mortgage. All of those things as little steps will make you become financially free. But financially free as a definition is having assets produce income for you so that you don't have to work at all. That's what financial independence is. So your assets are your pensions or weekly club, monthly mm-hmm. club. You know, if you've got enough subscribers in there that are generating the income, and then what you've got to do is just turn up doing your thing, which doesn't feel like work anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the way it comes across to me. It doesn't feel like you're working. It's like it feels like you're just having a ball, and people are paying you for it. And it's like, you know,
there is structure behind it, though.
Structure and madness behind it.
Yeah,
but that's it. You know, so you've got to have you know, you can't rely on just the one thing. And I think if you're an entrepreneur, you need to have the different streams coming in from the different sources. So that's being financially free, I think. You know, I mean, there's the debt free and then there's the financially free.
I'm gonna rehash what I've written then. I like that, because having no credit card debt would be a good start. And then it's baby steps, isn't it? Although that isn't a baby step, but it's still a step towards the right. It depends.
That's all I would suggest there. But it is, you need to have a purpose as well.
Yeah,
I think, because even if you're financially free, there's not a lot of fun in that unless you've got something that you want to be doing. Your life, you know, you've got your 2,000 people, but I know that you've got a bigger vision than that.
Yeah. I want to bring laughter to 1 million people by the end of this year. But, you know, so I was speaking to lots of different people, you know, that I can see myself. I'm 45 now. I know I don't look it.
You had a really, really tough paper round, didn't you?
Yeah, exactly, mate. Says you. But I can see myself at 75 going on stages still and just doing my thing and just having that energy, because I know other laughter yogis that are 75, 80, and I look at them and they're just full of life. And I'm just like, that's what I want to be. And actually, you know, again, the entrepreneurial curse a little bit, where you just want everything now, you want everything now. But actually, I've only been doing this for a year, and like where I've got in that year is the foundations are well and truly rooted. And is that there's that story, isn't there, about the bamboo, where you don't see the bamboo grow for about 3 years because it's putting all its roots out, and then 3 years later, poof, bamboo everywhere. But you know, putting all those roots down initially, and then all of a sudden people think you're an overnight success, but you're like, well, wait there, I've been doing a lot behind this.
That's the thing you see on Clubhouse. Like every single person on Clubhouse is helping 6- and 7-figure people with their businesses. It was like, hold on a second. The average wealth, you know, the average income is it like, what, 30K? Where are all of these 6- and 7-figure people that you're all helping?
But yeah.
That was the Pinocchio nose there. Pinocchio nose. Yeah. So
those that you were listening.
Anyway, I think what we're going to do is we're going to have another little quick session, if we may, before we call it a day.
Okay.
If that's all right.
Yeah, so, of course it is.
So
what we're going to do then, we're going to play with our four laughs, all right? So, or three laughs, actually, three tonalities. So the first laugh is a hee, hee, hee. So that's quite a shallow laugh, okay? So it comes from around the neck, and we're going to tap our necks, and we're going to go, our second laugh, okay? Second laugh is the heart laugh. And this one that pumps blood around our body and starts firing up our endorphins, which are our happy cells. So, and that's a ha, 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 ha. So that comes from the heart. So what we're going to do is tap our chest bone and we're going to go, ha, 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 then the third laugh is our Santa laugh. And this is the laugh that we're always aiming for when we do laughter yoga. It's the belly laugh. It's the, you know, because we sit on a lot of stale oxygen in the bottom of our lungs when we're sat down all day. So when we exhale like a laugh, like a ho-ho, we're exhaling that oxygen. So I want us to hold on to those bellies and we're going to go, we gotta remember to breathe.
Oh yeah.
And breathe out. That's the thing as well with laughter yoga, it's like the yoga bit is the breathing bit. When you're laughing, you take sharp intakes of breath, but actually you want to be remembering to breathe between the exercises as well. But that's what I do. And I am having a lot of fun, because I think like you say, it looks like you're not working or whatever, but actually when you find, like for me, when I found my calling, and this is why I've been put on this planet, is to do the Laughter Man. I know it is, because everything I touch, it's just easy. I was going to say turns to gold because it ain't yet, but the fact is, it's you're in flow state a lot of the time, and I think that's also just the power of laughter. I believe laughter can get you into the power of flow state, where nothing seems like it, you know, everything just easily moves where it needs to move and stuff. So, and that again is something that I'm really, really passionate about, like just trying to shake a few people to go, just give it a go, come along, just try it. You let go of those inhibitions, the fact that, yeah, it is a bit silly, you are laughing for no reason, yes, but it makes you feel so good. It's got so many positive effects and benefits that they outweigh the fact that, oh, no, I don't feel like laughing, I don't want to laugh. And it's
a definite change of state, that's for sure. And it's a lot of fun. And we're going to make sure that Pete's details are in the show notes. But you know what? This is the best investment anybody could make. You know, if you're in HR, if you run a business and you've got a small team, you just need to get in touch with this guy. You need to have him along on Zoom. You know, best investment you'll make in your staff's psyche. They'll be lifted for the day. I think it's almost something that you really ought to be doing on a month-by-month basis. But, you know, this man is just going to get more and more and more expensive. So you need to get in there quick. You need to get him while he's effectively priced. I'm not going to say cheap. He's effectively priced, all right? So that's Pete Cann, the Laughter Man. Thank you very much for joining me today, Pete.
Oh, cheers, Doug. Thank you, mate.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to review and subscribe on Apple, Google, or Spotify. I'd love to hear about your goals. You can share them with me at dougbennett.co.uk. There we go. He's off.
I think it's what's lush about it for me is the fact that, yeah, I get paid to laugh, but I also get paid to make myself feel good about myself, but also I get paid to watch other people feel good about themselves as well. And it's just a real nice win-win situation. So I just need more people, Doug. That's all it is. More people to just take notice that actually this is a thing. But you know, the more you keep banging the drum, people will listen, won't they? So
people, it's a good thing. Bang his drum, get in touch, get him on board. Thanks, Pete.
I thought you'd finished already.
No, sneaky.